Some of the topics we learned about include the contradiction between our Mishnah that chiva krisis are punishable with knas to the Mishnah Masechtas Makis that chiva krisis are punishable with malchus. One who is either ma'anis, coerces, or mafata, seduces a nara, 12-year-old, is required to compensate her with knas, a penalty of 50 silver coins. Boishis, compensation for shaming her. Upagam, compensation for degrading her status of besula, a virgin, and becoming a bu'ula. And anusa, coerced, is also compensated with tsar, compensation for pain infliction. Since she is still in her father's custody, he accepts these payments. However, when she is a saima, orphan from her father, then she accepts these payments. Some of the terms and concepts we learn about include eina loika u'mashal. One does not receive two punishments, both malchus and momen. However, there is a machlekes of Ula v'Reb Yechanan. Ula holds that in a case where one is potentially liable for both mamon or malchus, mamon v'shalom milka loylake, he pays the mamon and is exempt from the malchus. And Reb Yechanan holds that in a case where one is potentially liable for both mamon or malchus, milka loylake, mamon loy v'shalom, he gets malchus and is exempt from paying the mamon. The Gemara will elaborate and explain this machlekes and their sources.